welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Dominic DeLay, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the second Sunday in Advent, the early holiday liturgy, and the readings are from Cycle A.
I don't suppose any of you ever get stressed out about sending Christmas cards or buying Christmas gifts. Or are you confused about the meaning of Advent? No worries. One of our design students came up with something that will help. Advent greetings. Now, the downside, of course, is that she's proposing people send a series of four greetings, one for each Sunday of Advent. The upside is that they're easy because they're e-cards, and they do help make sense out of Advent. The upside and downside is that she's throwing in a series of four Christmas greetings for free. That's right, one for Christmas Day and one for each of the three Sundays, yes, three Sundays in the Christmas season this year, or rather next year. The Feast of the Holy Family, Epiphany, and the Baptism of the Lord. But today I just want to describe to you the four Advent greetings. So picture this. The cheery greeting for the first Sunday of Advent depicts a woman with a bunch of swords and spears. She's beating the swords into plowshares, and she's beating the spears into pruning hooks. There's a man over here who's sleeping. Not here, but in the picture. Now remember those old 3D images where if you turn them a bit, the image shifts? In a surprising way. These Advent readings aren't videos, but if you click on the image, it shifts. So here, when you click on the image, a lightning bolt strikes the sleeping man. The caption says, "Stay awake." Now, our designer included me on her email list of recipients, and here's the cheery personal message she added. Advent greetings from Stanford. It's the beginning of the end here, the end of the quarter, and maybe the end of the world too, and I have a final project due. I'm a little stressed about it, but I survived last quarter, so I figure I'll probably survive this quarter too. Meanwhile, I'm praying every day now so that I can be awake to God's presence in me and in others. And I'm drinking lots and lots of coffee. Happy Advent. Stay awake. Jesus is coming. Just this morning, I received her second greeting. So here's the image. There's a beautiful Christmas tree at the center with pretty garland wrapped around it. There's a plate of cookies over here waiting for Santa Claus, who has just come down the chimney. When you click on the image, the Christmas tree looks dead, with rotten fruit falling from it. The garland becomes a bunch of slithering snakes, a brood of vipers. Santa becomes John the Baptist, and the bag of toys slung over his shoulder becomes an axe to chop the tree with. Also, the plate of cookies becomes a plate of locusts and wild honey. The caption, "Prepare." Our designer's cheery personal message? Happy Advent again. I prepared for Jesus' coming by going to our communal reconciliation service last week. And this week, I'm going to take Father X's advice to imagine the renewed way of life Jesus is calling me to. Well, gotta run. That final project is almost due. Happy Advent. Prepare. Jesus is coming. Now, did I tell you these are magic e-greetings? I already have, from the future, her other two Advent greetings. Which is funny, because the third greeting is a vision of the future that has already happened. Let me explain. There's still no Mary and her baby. Instead, the greeting has John the Baptist, again. There are sick people being carried by their friends. John's followers are talking to the adult Jesus. Now, when you click on this image, Jesus points to the people who are now rejoicing. The people have their mouths open in song, and the people who were sick and being carried are now on their feet and dancing. The caption, rejoice. Our design student takes the time to write a personal message to all of us this time. Happy Advent to my Catholic family at Stanford. I'm rejoicing because I did indeed survive finals. I've been taking time to rejoice in the good things and good people God has put in my life, and that includes you all. And I've been praying with all those wonderful prophecies from Isaiah. I've also taken a little time to catch up on what's going on in the world now that I'm finished with school. I came across something about the world's climate changing. Also, there are immigration problems and ongoing war and poverty. I guess I fell behind a bit on the news during a busy and stressful quarter. There's even something about maybe impeaching the president, but I dug deep and I found some good news. Even though it's still not Christmas, Jesus is already using people to do his thing and change the world for good. Rejoice, Jesus is coming. The fourth Advent greeting, the last one before Christmas, has a man sleeping again. A pregnant Mary is in another part of the image. Now, when you click on the image, a lightning bolt comes toward the sleeping man, but not to kill him this time. An angel rides on the lightning bolt and is whispering in the man's ear while he's sleeping. Ah, St. Joseph. The caption, do not be afraid. And here's her personal message to us for this one. Happy Advent for the last time, only 3 more days before Christmas. I'm finally detoxed from the caffeine and I'm sleeping lots. No lightning bolts during my sleep, but I had a dream last night. It was a dream about how Jesus has a dream for each of us and for the Catholic community at Stanford as a whole. While you're sleeping and dreaming, stay awake. Prepare. Rejoice. And don't be afraid. Jesus is coming, and he's already here. God is with us.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glauber, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.